Suddenly, a shaft of light hit Neil's eyes. He looked up to see Uncle Robert standing there. "We need to get moving. There's timber to be sold at the market, and Thomas isn't here. We need to leave quickly, if we're to get there early." Neil didn't argue. He knew his place, to get up, wash, get dressed, and be ready as quickly as possible. He got dressed, kissed the pebble resting on his pillow, slipped it into his pocket, and went through to the next room. "You need to eat. Get your strength up," muttered Robert, handing him a plate of warm porridge. "Where's Thomas?" Neil asked. Robert sighed and lowered his voice. "He didn't come home last night. Last I saw him, he was getting very drunk at the inn. The last time he did this, I went and dragged him out, but this time he can hang as he grows. No doubt he'll be back later. I'll need to give him a good talking to. I don't want your aunt to see him like that. You know what she's like about alcohol? She refuses to have even a drop in the house. He knows not to try to come home when he's drunk. Not after last time." Neil sensed not only anger, but also deep concern and a feeling of foreboding. He knew there was little point trying to make Robert feel better. The best thing to do was simply listen and nod. As they stepped onto the wagon, they heard a horse galloping along the road in the distance. "Do you know who that is?" asked Neil. "Yes, it's a man from the German farm. He's always racing up and down here, wearing a black cape with his face covered. I saw him when he was in the cemetery. It was a bit strange that he didn't... At the cemetery? What were you doing there?" "No good can come from going up there," barked Robert before Neil could finish. "It wasn't me. It was Esther who wanted to go." At that point, Neil could feel Robert's eyes burning into his face. "Well, I hope she didn't fill your head with any superstitious nonsense. Her father is from the Highlands. He sees ghosts, monsters, and the dead on every street corner." Neil had imagined any conversation about Maggie taking place by the fire over a pot of coffee. Now was not the time. "We were just walking that way," muttered Neil, quickly changing the subject to the timber they were taking to the market. "They were at me to put up a stone in Maggie's grave. I told them to go to hell. We aren't papists," interrupted Robert. "It sounds like a nice thing to do, I thought," said Neil quietly. "It's idol worship, that's what it is, and don't be encouraging them. They should know better." It was almost the exact conversation Neil remembered having with his mother back home about his sister's grave. Word for word, it was the same. He knew enough simply to say nothing. "We need to go to the post office later. Miss Clark mentioned there's a package waiting for us," said Robert in his usual blunt manner. Neil gripped the pebble in his pocket more tightly as he wondered whether the package might include a letter from back home. He was grateful for the change of conversation. As the wagon pulled into the marketplace, a voice called out, "Mr. Jeffrey, I need a moment of your time. It's about Thomas." Neil looked over and saw a young man about his own age. Robert climbed down from the wagon. Neil couldn't hear every word, but he caught a few fragments. "Jumped. Drunk as a skunk. Then he got violent. Left. Fighting outside. I'll pay for any damage, anything that needs replacing. Tell your dad to come and speak to me," Neil heard Robert reply. As Robert walked back to the wagon, he added quietly, "Sorry again."